Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It is April 30th, 2020, and we are at our end of our journey of reading a sonnet a day for these 30 days in April, celebrating National Poetry Month. I thank you very much for joining me each day and listening to the sonnets that I've been reading to you and to my seniors, whom I haven't seen since March 13th due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This has been helpful for me, and I hope that it's been helpful for my students. But I'm happy to put this out there to the world as well to celebrate poetry, not just in April, but at all times, really. The sonnets that I've selected have been mostly ones that I've known well and that I have an affinity toward. Some of them I've never seen before. They're brand new to me. And it was a joy discovering them and learning about the poets and the writers from all over the world who compose these lines. What I find is that we have more in common than we think we may not have, especially across generations and across centuries as well. Maybe some things for us to consider as we continue in our efforts to get through this very difficult time. The sonnet that I've chosen for today as my last, appropriately so, is by William Wordsworth, and it is called The World is Too Much With Us. Now, these lines were penned somewhere just over the 19th century mark, somewhere around 1802, 1803, I think. And what I find unbelievable is that the lines penned 200 years ago are just as appropriate today as they were back then. I've used this poem in some of my literature that I have written, and most recently Fossil 5, my novel, but I also have used it in my classroom for decades. And I hope after I'm finished reading this, you'll see why. Just a reminder before I begin reading this, that all of the poems, all of the sonnets that I have been reading have been archived on my website at thebaltimorewriter.org. I have a specific page set there for you to hear any of these sonnets that I have read over these last 30 days. Finally, before I read, I thank my students. I miss you terribly, and I hope that these words that I have lifted into this virtual space brings you some comfort in these days that you have endured and the days to come. I am proud of each and every one of you, and I wish you great poetry and beauty in your lives going forward. The World is Too Much With Us by William Wordsworth. The world is too much with us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. This sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours, and are upgathered now like sleeping flowers. For this, for everything, we are out of tune. It moves us not. Great God, I'd rather be a pagan, suckled in a creed outworn. So might I, standing on this pleasantly, have glimpses that would make me less forlorn, have sight of Proteus rising from the sea, or hear old Triton blow his wreathed horn. Thanks, everybody. Peace be with you all.